Hey, After Buzzers and The Arrangement fans, we are talking season two, episode five of E's hit drama, The Arrangement. We'll be breaking down Megan and Xavier, Sean and Terrence, Deanne and Terrence, as well as our special spotlight on segment tonight. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Oh, no. There we go.
Oh, this is so sad.
Yeah. So intense. Well, it was a very intense episode, so.
It was.
When is it not, though?
Right.
Jesus.
I'm not kidding. Mondays are my day of, like, my brain goes every, I can't even explain how I'm feeling because all the TV I watch on Sunday night is crazy. Mm-hmm. There's so much to it, especially tonight. I just, like, don't even know how we're going to recap it all.
So many love triangles going on. Fake ones, real ones.
Yeah.
I know, this episode or this show always takes a spin every episode. And I'm like, what is happening?
Yeah. Where are we going this week?
Well, thanks for joining us. I am your host, Tessa Saval, and these are my lovely co-hosts, Ali Nasta.
What's up, guys?
And Jessica Carroll.
I'm so happy to be back with my blondes. Woo! We're sadly missing Tequila.
So send her your love on Instagram and Twitter. So you guys, this episode, like you said, lots of love triangles, lots going on, continual breakdown of IHM.
Yep.
I mean, what were your other initial thoughts on this?
Overall thoughts, I think I'm glad that we're finally kind of gearing Megan towards understanding her actual motive. Mm-hmm. Because for a while it was, she just kind of ignored it. And we didn't talk about her IHM breakdown for a while. So I think it's just really good that we're kind of actually knowing that she still wants to and she's still interested.
Yeah. I love that this feisty, you know, fierce, powerful Megan's coming back. But I do think that she still, at the beginning, she was still hesitant to, like, trust anyone.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then towards the end, when she saw Terrence once again manipulate Kyle, she was like, that's it. I'm done. Like, this is why we need to have our own relationship and we need Terrence out. So anyway, I can do that. But another thing that I loved in this episode was seeing Kyle, towards the beginning, seeing Kyle and Megan lovey-dovey again and laughing and having fun on the beach. And aww. I love them, but I'm such, like, a hopeless romantic. I just want them to always be in love.
Yeah. I know. Well, speaking of the beach, there was a very heated scene on the beach this episode with Megan and Kyle, and then Xavier and Nassine. I keep feeling I'm saying her name wrong.
It's Nassine.
Okay. So, as you know, Xavier and Megan, their rumors started to speculate that they were together. So they staged a little double date to show the public that, no, this isn't happening. Little do we know that Nassine is actually pretty pissed at Megan. Did you guys see that coming?
I mean, the thing that, I don't know if I necessarily saw it coming, but when it came, it was kind of, it wasn't a shock, but in a way it was. So I don't really know how I was feeling, to be honest, but I think what really frustrated me is the fact that they were all out to dinner together, and they all heard the paparazzi say who they wanted a picture with.
Right?
You know what I mean? And that's where this drama stemmed from. So I think that was frustrating to me. Obviously, what goes on behind closed doors, we don't know. But at the same time, if he's working all hours of the night on this movie and has a character name in his head because he's studying for a role, I don't see that as a big call out.
Right.
Maybe I'm weird, but I think if I had a boyfriend that was working on a role like that, yeah, those lines get a little iffy because obviously you've got to worry about is that going to affect you? If that's the case, then maybe you should figure out where your relationship lies.
Mm-hmm. Right. Like, what do they call it? Method acting?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where they, and he even told Kyle, Xavier told Kyle, like, I have become this character. Mm-hmm. This character's become me. So the fact that he yelled out Clyde, I mean, during sex, that's one thing because he probably shouldn't be thinking about Clyde that way.
Right.
But in the same way, he has really put all his eggs in and wants this movie to take off because it could launch his career.
Right.
So I see, and she should support him, but I think that she's using this to gain her fame.
Right, and Megan did make a point to that. She was like, she's just going to use this to be in the spotlight and get her 5 minutes of fame because then they're going to all be talking about her and she's the victim in this situation.
Right. So I think that it was all planned because even when, during that paparazzi picture, when all four of them were together and then they said, we just want Xavier and Megan, you know, we all heard that happen. And she didn't even, like, care. She wasn't even really watching. Whereas Kyle was the one that was like, okay, his hand is a little too close on her hip. So Kyle was the one really paying attention, where she was kind of just like, well, whatever.
And what we've seen of her, I just feel like she's very attention grabbing. Right. Like when they did the little seminar at IHM and they were all taking their clothes off, like she seemed super chill about it. Mm-hmm. Like, this is me, here I am. Right. Like, kind of making a scene about it.
Right. And the first time that Xavier was in the Kyle's house, you know, playing the piano, where he asked him if he should be the role, she was weird upstairs. That still struck me as her flirting with Kyle. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's also wondering where does her loyalty lie, and does she really care that much about Xavier, or what is her, you know, ulterior motive in this situation?
You actually brought up a really good point. She did totally make moves on Kyle, in my opinion. And now I just think that she's honestly trying to use Megan, Kyle, this whole movie, just to get her overnight's fame. Mm-hmm. And I think that she's going to either be that girl that goes for Kyle, or blame Xavier for dating or having feelings for Megan. She's just trying to manipulate this. I don't even know if she really has feelings for Xavier.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not super apparent. Or maybe they were
initial,
apparent.
Like, maybe she had initial feelings for him, but then when, like, the fame started happening, because he's kind of a newer artist, right? So I think she probably was along for the ride and now is kind of getting roped into the feelings and the craziness of it all.
Once again, I feel bad for Megan, though, because she's not doing anything wrong.
Right.
And Kyle is, you know, claiming, like, oh, he's looking at you this way. And then now it was like everyone's just, like, kind of, like, yelling at Megan, and she's not really doing anything wrong. She's just being a really great actress.
Right. And I think that what's so frustrating about this whole thing is that, obviously, we talk about it every after show. There is a contract marriage where she's not going to spend $10 million to ruin it, you know? So at the end of the day, Kyle needs to chill out a little bit and just trust that she's going to abide by this million-dollar contract.
Right, yeah.
It's just crazy. Well, speaking of contracts and IHM, we get to see a little more of Megan finally breaking down IHM with the meeting of Hudson and Gale. So what did you guys think of that? I think part of me, when I first saw their scene together, I was like, do we trust them? Because I can never trust anyone now.
Yeah. So I felt like they were kind of sharing the same story as this agent that just signed Megan. Like, because this agent kept talking about Icon and her brand and her image. And I was like, are they trying to do the same thing that they did to this Julie girl with Terrence, you know, obviously manipulating the whole thing, to Megan? That was the first thing that popped to my head. I'm like, this sounds very familiar. And I felt like it kind of, like, because even Megan was like, oh, did they keep talking about Icon? And she was like, yeah, she could not stop saying the word Icon.
Right. Yeah, so she's realizing that this is kind of, they're doing the same thing to her, that she went through.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like, going back to the whole trust thing, like, do I trust what their intentions are? For me, I'm always thinking that there's a wire on all of them. You know what I mean? Right? So it's not even them personally. I'm just thinking that Terrence has eyes and ears everywhere. So no matter whether it's their true intentions are at the forefront, it's whether or not Terrence has a bug in their house or their phone or their shoe. You know, I don't know. So I just don't even know if it's more so that I don't trust them. It's that I don't trust Terrence and his intentions with anything.
That's why when Zach went up to Megan at the house and Megan was like, Terrence is a good person, I felt like she was biting her tongue, and she purposely said that because she doesn't know if there's cameras or if she can trust this guy. But I wonder what was the switch that made her, I mean, obviously she saw Terrence once again manipulate Kyle and her to now talk about the ICM. But what was that switch where she was like, okay, I'm going to trust this Zach guy. Like, I'm going to just meet these people.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it was just that. I think it was like she was kind of stepping back, and it was just that little push she needed to get back into it. Because I also think Sean was kind of like telling her to slow her roll. Yeah. So she lost like her partner in crime in a sense.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm really anxious too to see if Lisbeth makes another appearance this season.
Right, because the last we saw of her, she was saying the same sentence 5 times in a row, and then it was like, bye!
Yeah. Like, that was such an awkward amount of time to have with a character like that.
Yeah. Especially, like, starting off the whole season. Did they start off like, she was, like, in the first scene of this whole season.
Yeah, because it was in the garage or whatever, right?
And the scene that we last saw her at, it, like, cut off, as in I thought we were going to come back to it later in the episode, and we never did. It was just interesting how they did that.
Yeah.
And then with another character that, you know, popped in, and now we know the real reason behind Mason, but do you think Terrence is going to still try to get information out from Mason's son, Wes?
Yes.
Yeah, because, and I, honestly, I'm glad that Deanne confronted Terrence and told, because it seemed, it, you could tell it touched home to him. He was like, wow, she loved someone else besides me, and she's wearing her necklace, not the one I gave her, you know? And so I think that, now I'm worried for freaking Wes.
Mm-hmm. Right. But it's also with their whole relationship, what makes me annoyed is that Terrence has been kind of absentee this whole time, right? And then all of a sudden he comes back in the last hour almost, you know, it's like at the game. They come back in the last minute and they win, you know? He's trying to do that. He's trying to pull a Hail Mary right now. And it's like, dude, you've ousted your relationship and been hooking up with these younger girls. What did you expect to happen? You thought she was just going to wait there for you? Like, of course, an open relationship. I've never been in one. I don't know how they work. But I feel like someone's either going to catch feelings one way or another if you've been constantly with new people all the time. And you can tell that it was more, from what I'm seeing with Deanne's appearance with this, is that she was more, okay, I'll let him do his thing, but I'm not into this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Do you think that Sean and Terrence are going to have a little...
I don't know. From the looks of it, it looks like, yeah.
Yeah, let's break that down, because they progressed a lot in this episode in their relationship.
Oh, yeah, and Sean is pulling away from Megan and pulling towards Terrence.
Mm-hmm. Question. Do you guys think that it's because she's secretly helping Megan with this plan?
I would hope so.
Right. Like, but she's pulling away from Megan to let Terrence know where her loyalty lies, and then kind of inch her way and get to know a little bit more, and then she kind of is in the in.
But it's like, why, when she said, oh, can you look up this name, Julie Wolf, Sean was kind of like hesitant. Like, it wasn't like, yeah, of course I'll do it. It was just, she was still hesitant. Like, why would she be hesitant to Megan?
Because she probably is wired too.
Yeah. Or like, Terrence has control of the phone if it's a company phone. Like, who knows? Terrence is always on my mind.
Oh my gosh. It's freaky.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know who to trust in this show, and I don't know whose intentions are pure or not. Mm-hmm. I even was thinking Zach, maybe he could be a bug.
I thought that too.
I don't trust this Zach guy.
Because it's like, why are you just coming out of the woodworks and you're like, I don't know. It's just weird.
So I kind of trust Gail. I'm not sure about the other dude. He's still kind of sketchy.
Hudson,
yeah. But I do trust Gail, but I do not trust Zach. I feel like Zach's trying to be the medium person and kind of spy on what Megan's up to, what Kyle's up to, because he's at their house all the time, and also act like he's on Hudson and Gail's side, but he might be, reporting back to Terrence. Mm-hmm. So I don't trust Zach. But another thing is, we did learn, finally, we learned some information about Kyle, and that he had some kind of history with that agent girl. Mm-hmm. Because that's when they were at dinner, she was like, so how far back do you want to go? Like, nice dinner, bottle of wine. And then that's what triggered him to go home and not even, you know, really say hi to Megan. And you could tell, like, when he washed his face, like, he was thinking about agent in his previous account, like, whatever they used to do together.
Which is interesting, too, because I think her and Terrence have a pretty strong relationship as well. So I'm eager to find out how they all came together. And she seems older, too. Does she not? Especially if she's ahead of the top talent agency
but
in town.
Also, guys, let's not forget that Terrence made Kyle sleep with that detective lady,
right? Yeah, that's
what
I was just going to say.
I forgot about that, actually.
If we're thinking in context of that, I mean, this could even be one of those Terrence ploys, and that's why he's thinking so harshly on it, because obviously he had flashbacks for a couple days.
Maybe the agent thought that Kyle was voluntarily sleeping with her, but when in fact it was just Terrence saying, Kyle, you have to sleep with her because she's the best agent, she can help you, whatever. So you're right, maybe her bringing that up brought memories back of, like, like how the ICM really got Kyle out of like this mess that he was mm-hmm. in. And even on the preview for next episode, did you guys watch that?
No,
it was
actually.
All these flashbacks of him doing his crazy wild things that he used to do before he went to the ICM. So there was a shot of him holding a gun, doing lines of cocaine, drinking a lot, punching a wall. So he was having all these flashbacks and he looked at Megan and goes, she's like, I can bring you back. Like, I can bring you back. And he's like, no, it's only the ICM can. Or I need to pull myself back. So something.
Wow. Yeah. Kyle's really spinning off, I think, more than I realized.
Right. Yeah.
And but that's just, I mean, but we have seen those irrational moments from him, especially in the past couple episodes where he doesn't know how to contain his anger. And he takes a lot of it out on Megan. And he kind of like is a blamer and, you know, doesn't put her first. So maybe mm-hmm. that's, we're seeing, that's just the start of it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Oh, man.
He needs a good, strong person in his life, like Maria Menounos.
Yes.
If you guys want to have fun, learn and grow in all areas of your life, for those of you who do, we have a great podcast for you. Conversations with Maria Menounos podcast edition is hosted by our very own AfterBuzz TV founder, and it drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria features celebrity and influencer interviews, along with secrets and tips on how to better in all aspects of life. From health and wellness to career, relationships, finance, and more, let our Maria be the big sister you've always wanted.
Yeah.
Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. And be sure to rate and comment. And when you do, let them know that the Arrangement Girl sent you there. So check it out. And actually, one of our panelists here, Allie, was just on one of the episodes.
Yeah. Yes. I got to co-host with her, Jennifer Morrison, who was previously or formerly on Once Upon a Time, was in there. And she just directed a brand new movie called Sundogs, which is out on Netflix now. And the conversation they had is so much fun. It's all about Jennifer's kind of rise to being a director. This is her directorial debut. And as we've mentioned many times, it's very inspiring. And it's very just awesome to kind of get a behind the scenes look at how some of these people have grown in the industry or even just in aspects of their life. So It's really great, guys. You've got to go download the podcast every Friday.
Oh, every single time I listen to the podcast, I feel like I'm smarter.
Right.
I'm inspired. I'm motivated. And just like, I lose myself. Next thing you know, 45 hours up and I'm like, I want more.
Right. And it enters it so well with like fun jokes too. It's not all serious. It's fun. You can do like listen to it in the car, go shopping. It's like you got your best friends with you.
Seriously. Yeah.
And don't forget to tell them we sent you.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, one more thing that I want to talk about before we get into predictions is more on Deanne and Terrence.
Okay. Because
Terrence has become such a big player in this game with everyone, I feel like.
Yeah.
He's the master.
And this episode, we get to see more with Deanne and Terrence really pushing this baby because he really wants a legacy. And it's kind of crazy to me that they've never really had this talk that much before, because they mentioned Deanne's 40, so we gotta assume Terrence is about the same age, which biologically it's pretty hard to have a child once you hit that
age,
that decade. Yeah. So I'm just really, I don't know. What are your guys' thoughts on all that?
I mean, for the first time at her birthday, when they came home, I did see a love connection. Mm-hmm. But they are, I mean, you even heard her talking in the bathroom. She was kind of like, you know, I actually wrote down what she said. She said that, it's more of like a marriage serves as a purpose, but maybe one day it won't.
Mm-hmm.
And so I almost think that it's like she's staying with Terrence because she can't imagine her life without him. But I don't know. That was the first time I really saw any kind of sparks. But now that Mason, like her true love, is gone, maybe she will resort, you know, kind of start getting those feelings back for Terrence.
I feel like if anything, it's going to make her resent him. You know,
well, especially if he starts messing with Wes.
Yeah, she's not going to take that lightly. And I think that it's just really frustrating right now because Terrence, like I said, is coming in the last hour and he just thinks that things are going to be better if I buy you a necklace. You know, that's not going to change any of the things that have happened over the course of your marriage. And clearly, whatever reason you guys got into this open one, you didn't think it thoroughly and didn't think it all the way through.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't see this going well, and she leaves at the end of the episode. So I wonder what Terrence will do while she's gone.
Yeah,
he'll probably mess with Wes, like we keep saying.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't know, which kind of bums me out too. Before we dive too much into predictions, though, we do have our special segment, Spotlight On, and tonight we'll talk about Michael Vartan, who plays Terrence. So fitting. So, a couple fun facts about Michael. He was born in Paris to a French father and an American mother. He grew up in a tiny Normandy village, and then when he was 16, he moved to LA.
Wow.
And he lived with his mom, who encouraged him to take acting classes. And some of the big shows he has been on is Alias, which was a big one. 5 seasons on ABC. Yeah. And fun fact with that, he dated his co-star, Jennifer Garner.
Oh.
During that time. So fun little dating past.
I was a huge Alias fan, just so you guys know. This is Jeff in the booth. And Michael Vartan was amazing in that show. He was great.
He was in a movie, and it's on the tip of my tongue, and I can't remember. But that's like when I first recognized him. Yeah, I'm blanking, but...
We'll give you a minute.
Yeah.
But fun fact, my last fun fact, is he wanted to be a professional pool player before he decided to act.
Oh,
he used to play pool for 12 hours a day for 5 years.
What? That is... You said 5 hours?
No, 12 hours a day for 5 years.
5 years.
That's a long... 12
hours? That's longer than a work day.
Wow.
That's going to take a lot of focus. And, I mean, you're standing on your feet for 12. I'm just confused. Do you have, like, a sit-down
station? Did he use that to channel Terrence?
Probably. Yeah. I mean, at least, man, that's insane.
That is dedication.
Yeah.
Wow.
He was in Never Been Kissed, Jess, which I wonder if
that's what it is.
He was. Yeah.
And Monster in Law.
I love that movie with J-Lo.
Yep. Never Been Kissed is honestly like the Mean Girls of the time, you know?
Yes.
But in like a better, it's like a different way. But you know what I mean? It's just one of those movies that it has so much nostalgia factor.
Oh,
I
love
it.
Iconic.
Yes, so definitely iconic.
Josie Grossi.
Yeah.
I love when she looks in the mirror and she's like, who in my body?
Watch that movie again. It's been a minute.
It's so good.
Oh, all right, man. Guys. Well, what are your predictions for next week? I mean, we're halfway through the season already, which is crazy.
Crazy. Now,
I don't even understand how time's flying.
I can't even believe it's already April.
April. I am one of those people that, you know, there's like three things you say a lot when you work with people. Like, oh, wow, it's such a nice day. Oh, wow, what are you having for lunch? This like last one is like, I cannot believe it's April. And then it's like, then May comes. I can't believe it's May. But
yeah.
It really has blown my mind. But anyways, predictions. I am thinking that Deanne, I think, is really going to make a stance. And this baby making thing is not going to go through. Like, I think she's really going to make a stance and be like, dude, you should have noticed that our marriage was failing way before now.
Yeah.
And you can't just buy me a necklace and things are going to be okay.
Yeah.
With Megan, and I think Megan and Xavier are going to kind of bond over the fact that their significant others are kind of being weird on them.
Mm-hmm.
Because Kyle isn't 100% being weird, but in a way, I think that like their couples, Kyle is going to be with Nassim in a way. Like, they're going to have some sort of connection with each other. So, those are mine.
Yeah. I think that Kyle's going to... I think that reuniting with that agent and her kind of saying something really sparks him to think about his past. And I think that he's going to kind of pull away from Megan. And he might start kind of... When he does this radio show or talk show with Iris, I think that he is really going to promote ICM and Terrence, and it's just going to make Megan want to put a stop to it even more,
mm-hmm.
saying, like, I want my husband back. Like, I want Kyle back.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that Deanne, I agree with you. I think that she's going to also turn on Terrence and just say, like, it's too late now. Like, sorry.
Bye.
Yeah, and I do think that Terrence is going to keep bugging Wes, and which is going to pull Deanne even further away from Terrence. But I don't know. I don't believe this agent girl. I think that she's not in it for the right reasons, and I don't believe Zach. I don't trust Zach. And Sean, heck, I think that she's going to, like, kiss Terrence soon.
I know. We were talking right before the show. I was like, you guys, did she kiss?
Yeah.
Did they kiss on the lips or not? Because her hair is like just enough over her face where I couldn't tell. But
ooh.
We'll see.
I hope we find out who this Julie girl is. I really want to figure this out.
Yeah.
And hope we get Elizabeth back. Like, what?
And I wouldn't be surprised if this Julie girl is somehow tied to that same agent. Megan's agent.
Probably because of the whole icon.
Yeah.
Word they were throwing around. Well, I gotta say, I agree with you guys a lot in that Terrence and Deanne are just no go and it's not gonna get any better. And I think you're right in that she's gonna start resenting Terrence because she's just not in it. Mm-hmm. And just the way she was talking about the relationship at the beginning of the episode, maybe.
Yeah.
Not. Yeah. I'm excited to see Kyle's past unfold.
Yeah. But finally, maybe you're going to see some things. Learn a little bit.
Yeah. So I really hope we get also to see Kyle and Terrence's, like, the beginning of their relationship as well.
Yeah.
As far as other predictions, I'm having a hard time with this episode because I think there's so many loose ends.
There's a lot of loose ends, and I feel like the only tie-up they did with the whole Mason thing was poor thing got killed off the show, you know? Yeah. Like, I was really excited to see that storyline progress. And I think that's something that I think I'm a little worried about. You know, what are they going to do with these other characters? Is Elizabeth never coming back? You know, we do need to tie up these loose ends because we are halfway through the season.
Yeah, definitely.
But I do think Xavier and Megan, something bad is going to happen there. I really think Xavier is going to, like, make a move on Megan, whether it be accidental or on purpose, in the sense that maybe he just doesn't snap out of the character at one point and just...
Oh. Well, we do know that he's aggressive, so maybe something happens. Yeah. Ooh.
And I think maybe that will lead to Kyle's unraveling. Ding,
ding. That's exactly what I was just thinking.
Yeah.
I'm also curious to see if Megan will ever reach out to her father, because that was kind of a cliffhanger of last episode. Yeah. I mean, it's just like there's so many loose ends. It's like I'm having a hard time finding focus for them.
And I think that's why sometimes we forget things, because it gets forgotten. And then you like have a brand new episode with all these different storylines that open. So obviously, why would we remember that? Because we just got introduced and thrown into a whole different direction.
Right.
So it will be cool to see how they tie all these different things together. Yeah.
Seriously.
And whatever happened with Terrence and the whole
gun
car?
Yeah, I guess he's fine now.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many loose ends going on.
And I'm really curious to know how it's just all going to come full circle.
Or will it?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Oh man.
Hopefully it will.
Well,
it's a lot to take in. My brain.
Same. It is.
We're going to have to go to ICM pretty soon.
If you guys have any awesome predictions, let us know in the comments below. Thanks for so much for kicking up with us. Oh my gosh, it has been a long day. Thank you so much for kicking it with us tonight. I was your host, Tessa Sabal, and these are my lovely co-hosts. Where can they find you?
Hey guys, Allie Nasta here. Find me on Twitter at Allie Nasta and on Instagram at Allie Girl.
And I'm Jessica Carroll, and you can find me at Jess Carroll TV.
And don't forget to follow AfterBuzz TV on all social media platforms at AfterBuzz TV. We will see you guys next week.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only. Do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.